What's good, everybody? We are finally back after what's been an eternity at this point with a new episode of We Just Be Talking. And this is your host, Gold. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. All right, so got a lot to talk about. So let's unpack. Podcasts. I know I said consistency and all these things. I did. I admit it. However, things happen. So first off, my PC was went to crap. Like I could barely do anything on it without it crashing on me or it not lasting after I finished what I was doing. It wasn't sustainable, y'all. It was not. So, therefore, I couldn't do the podcast because whenever I would attempt to render it, it would crash. My PC would crash, so I couldn't do anything. So I couldn't get any of that done. And yeah, that was the thing. Streaming was tough. I couldn't really stream much because I haven't streamed really since. It's been about 2 months really since I've streamed because I haven't been able to because again, PC went to crap. So combination of all these things and all that. So I saved a little extra money and sold my old computer parts. So I scrapped the computer down, sold it, put a couple dollars that I saved up towards it, and I just went ahead and just bought new parts and made a new PC. And so far so good. So far so good. So we're here now, so the PC's up and running. This is the first time I'm recording on it, so hopefully it stays up. And so far, it's passed the stress test I put in under, so it's good right now. Hopefully, it stays that way, and we can start back getting this podcast going because I miss y'all. I do. I miss y'all a lot. I really do. I haven't been able to have any topics or nothing stuff been going on, but I haven't been able to talk about anything at all. So yeah. Going forward too, I do have some things still. I have things in the works that I'm working on. I have things coming up. I'm not gonna speak on them. I'm working on not giving myself a timeline for things or announcing things prematurely. Like I'm also going to just kind of, if I can get stuff to happen, I'm just gonna do it. I'm not gonna announce it. Like, if y'all start the podcast up and it's like, oh, look at this, like it's gonna be there. I'm not gonna announce things. I'm not gonna predicate things or anything. I'm just gonna keep it natural because once I started turning this into like a true business, I stopped having fun with it and it started getting too much. So I'm taking a step back and I'm no longer putting deadlines or timelines on things. That's not even with just a podcast, it's also with things in my life and as far as goals and things I wanna get better at. I'm just gonna work on them. Just gonna keep working on them and do what I gotta do because I keep trying to force myself to complete things faster or in a crazier time, man, a crazier time manner. When in reality, it's like, no, I don't need to do that. I need to just go at my own pace, my own flow, and allow God to work. Because like the problem with us is that we ask God for blessings, we ask Him for to work miracles, we ask Him for all these things, but we want it on our time. We don't want it on his time. We want it on our time. And we lose sight of that a lot of times. We don't realize that we do that because it's like we'll ask for something thinking it's supposed to just come immediately. But if God did that, then it's like, what's the point of believing in it if anything you ask for just comes about and happens? Like, you got to work towards it too. It goes both ways. So with that, I'm getting back into that mindset of things come naturally as they do. No need to try to force things. No need to try to speed things up. Whatever meant for you, or in this case, was meant for me, it will manifest and it will be delivered whenever it's time. So, I'm not about to really put time with them. I'm just about to just start going with the flow again, like I used to. Like, start it up and boom, we there. Because I find myself, the less I think about the intricacies and like, okay, what if I say this, would this piss people off? Or if I say this, would this make people upset? I don't want to do that. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm like, at that point, I'm not giving my opinion. I'm people pleasing. So no more of that. We're not doing that. I'm going back to the roots of the podcast. Well, whatever we feel like talking about, talking about. We don't need to have a centralized topic or nothing like that. We just discuss wherever the world leads us for that podcast episode for that day. So, enough about that. Other than that, health has been pretty good. I've been at the gym. I've dropped 30 pounds. Proud of myself. I've gotten stronger. My physique has been improving as well. I've been getting a lot of compliments and, like, you know, people noticing the work I've been putting in. So that's been a plus as well. And I've been seeing the results. Most importantly, I've been seeing the results. Like, I feel better. My clothes are fitting better than they did. It's just overall, I feel like a better person overall. So I'm proud of that. Happy for that. Still hitting the gym hard. I've been slacking this week, but we'll get back to it next week for sure. So that's the positive thing. I'm happy about that. Work has been going well. That's his own thing going right now, but it's been good. Work's been good. And yeah, I think that's everything. Work's been good. Life been good. Health has been good. So overall, I've been good. I've been good. I've been in very high spirits as of late. Of course, still have my days like everybody else, but those come far in between now. I've been actively working towards crafting a better mindset or a better approach towards everyday life and things of that nature. Some things I'm still working on. It's still a work in progress, but I'm being intentional with the things that I do and the things that I say and the things that I incorporate. Like, everything I'm doing has intention behind it, and you know, I want to be sure to stay that way and keep the transparency that I've been, you know, displaying since the start of this year. So, you know, that's just a few things like that. So enough about catching up and all of that. Let's start with what I'm talking about today. So it's June, which is crazy because I don't think I've had a podcast episode in who knows how long. I don't even know if the feed for the podcast is even still up. That's the crazy part. I don't even know if it's still is even active. I might have to go see about that. But I need to see that actually. Now I'm talking about it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm thinking about it now. Is the podcast feed even active still? Because I'm trying to think. Did I keep it active all this time? I hope I did. Let's see. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. It has not. I have to, I got to fix it. I didn't know it wasn't even doing what it was supposed to be doing. Okay. Yeah, I got to do that, like, today. I'll fix it today. Well, yeah, I haven't had a podcast episode since March 8th. It is now June 13th. March was 3 months ago. We haven't had an episode in 3 months. This is sad. That's terrible. So, yeah, it's been 3 months. But, yeah, this is June now. We're in June. And June is literally, Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental Health Awareness Month. I posted on Instagram yesterday, matter of fact. Posted it yesterday as recording this episode. I posted a post I saw, and it stated, hold on a second, let me make sure I get it up. It stated, Happy Men's Mental Health Month. Truth is, nobody really cares, gang. Just stay locked in. And I saw it. I posted it on my story. And when I saw it, I felt it. I was like, you know what? I feel that because I'm not going to say no one cares about men's mental health because that's simply not facts. But, you know, I feel like us as men, we don't care about it enough, for one. Like, we can't expect someone to care about something we barely care about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of men don't take it seriously as they should because they feel like that's either for crazy people or that's more of a woman thing to care about your mental health. And I think both of those things are false. So let's unpack that. So as I've stated many times on the podcast, you all know I've had my own battles with mental health. I suffer from clinical depression as well as anxiety. I have both extreme cases where I have been diagnosed. I was put on medication for them. I no longer take the medication. I haven't taken the medication for anxiety or depression since 2019. Yeah, since 2019. I haven't taken it since then. 4 years going on it, haven't taken it. It was rough because I have had my bouts with it still. But I found healthier coping method mechanisms and things of that nature to deal with these issues. Like, I know my triggers and I know what how to, reel myself back in when I get to those feelings and emotions. Like, I had a episode, like, was that last week? I want to say last week I had an episode where, like, I kind of felt myself slipping into, like, a depressive episode and all that, but I recognized the triggers for it or the simple signs. And when I did that, I was like, no, I said, we're not doing that. I said, let's focus on the positive things going on. Like, stuff that go back to my earlier point, like, stuff isn't happening at the speed you want it to happen to, and you know that. But, patience is rewarded. So you just need to just stay the course and you'll reap the benefits sooner rather than later. Just stay the course. Like, stay the course. Don't stress about overthinking. Just let the good things and let life flow naturally into you. And I keep that mind. I got back to that mindset and I was fine, and I felt better overall. And lo and behold, I did that and said that, and literally a week later, I started getting some good news, which I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys when they manifest. But all those things, I have some good news coming, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Prayerfully, it manifests soon, because I think I'm on the path for it. It's getting closer to that time, so we're just gonna pray and hope. And I've been working on trying to keep that positive mindset. Like, I've been in very good spirits. I have been. I haven't let things bother me as much, and I've been putting a conscious effort to being more intentional with things. Yes, I still fall short at that. I'm human, but I'm working diligently to. I'm working diligently to make it like a habit, to make it a consistent habit. And I feel as though I've been making improvements towards that, and I've been doing it. 'Cause I used to say trying a lot, but I'm not trying, I'm doing. That's the difference. I'm actually doing. So, with that, we have to discuss about. Hold on, I gotta move my mic. Sorry, y'all. Discuss about mental health, and it's just like I see a lot of my fellow brothers suffering. I do. I see a lot of them suffering, and I feel as though they don't realize they're suffering. They think this is how life is supposed to go and everything, but it's not. Like, life is not. Life is all about perspective at the end of the day. That's what I've come to realize. Like, life is about perspective. And how you view things or how you interpret the picture that's being painted determines a lot about, how you move with things and whatnot. Prime example, like I said, for I have clinical depression, anxiety, all those things I suffer from. I used to think a lot of times that I was a failure. I did. I think a lot of times I was a failure. I was thinking I was a failure. I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't maximizing all my potential or my ability. I wasn't making the people around me proud. I wasn't making myself proud. All these things. And that led me to many bouts of depression. I've had many bouts of depression. I've attempted to take my life twice. I've had two attempts on that. Thank God neither one of them succeeded. I've done all those things. I've had all those things. I had all those dark thoughts. I've been in very deep depressions and horrible mindsets. All these things. And I used to just question, like, why do I exist? What's my purpose? You know what I'm saying? What's my purpose? Why do I exist? What am I meant to be on this planet to do? What is my reason for all of this? I would think this a lot. I would think about death a lot. Still do. I know this might sound very dark on the podcast, but I apologize, guys. I'm going to label the episode like mental health awareness. Just to put a disclaimer, if it's too dark for you, you don't listen to it. I completely understand. I respect it. I'm just speaking my truth. Like with death, I still have a I don't want to say infatuation, but that's pretty much what it. Like, I have a curiosity or interest in death. I still do. I still do to this day. Because like I'm a big thinker, so I always like to think like, what's next, like what's coming, like what's after, like after I've done everything that I can do, on in my life, like in this life I'm given. As I don't know, I do that. What's next? What's after that? What's the next step? Like, what's beyond the physical world? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's beyond the physical? And I think about that a lot. And a lot of times I thought that like I'll be better off not existing in the physical. I'll be better off just wherever you go next, I'll go. So I try to speed that process up. But God got other plans for you. You can't control that. When God got other plans for you, you can't do nothing to stop that. And I'm a living testimony to that, and I believe that. And I notice a lot of times, like a lot of men, I see like they get very down and depressed, and they mention things like taking their lives, or no one understands and no one cares for real. Like, you a man, then they usually got to toughen up, get over it, don't show no emotions, all that. And I think all that's bullshit. I think all that's bullshit. I feel like at the end of the day, yes, we have genders, we have males, and we have females, but at the end of the day, we're all human. Humans are built with emotions and everything like that. We're all wired with those emotions and feelings. We all have that. It's just that men more so like to channel it in instead of expressing it. And I feel like it's better ways to express it than through violence, because a lot of times they'd express it through domestic abuse. Like their frustration or their anger, their insecurities, all that, they project that onto others, and they end up like either taking someone's life, or end up in a predicament that ends their life, or they engage in like domestic of disputes, domestic abuse, things like that, because they were never taught how to process and handle their feelings and emotions, and they don't know how to, and they just lash out and do dumb things like that. And to me, it don't make you a man, make you a bitch. To be honest, it does. It makes you a bitch. Makes you less of a man. Cause like a man is not just someone that's just, oh, I'm a tough guy, I'm gonna do this. Like, that's not what a man is. Like, no. Like, we as a man, we are instilled to be, we're supposed to be the protectors. But nowadays, it's like a lot of men are becoming the antagonist in a lot of situations, and they're not the protector. Like they're not. And it just comes a time where it's like, where you gotta look in the mirror and realize, like, look, bro, like you got some demons you're fighting for. You're fighting within yourself, and you're projecting that onto whoever, whether that's your family, your siblings, your mom, your pops, your significant other, your children. You're projecting those things onto them. And we always want to preach about generational curses and all that kind of stuff, but mental health is another one. Mental health is a generational curse. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's a generational curse as well, because you don't realize that generations of your family's bloodline have been plagued with these issues, and it becomes hereditary and runs in your family. You will never know. And you end up getting to a point where you become similar to how they were, or how you were raised, how you see them, how you saw them interact and do all that. You don't realize, like, wait a minute, we're just repeating a cycle. Like, this is a cycle. Like, I'm repeating it. Like, somebody got to break it. And a lot of men don't recognize what they have issues with. They don't. I have a couple guy friends. They've suffered from depression. I have a couple of them. I have one that is actually diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I have one of those. My uncle himself, he had schizophrenia. He was diagnosed with that. I know a lot of males that have suffered from those kind of things, and it's like it comes to the point where you shouldn't be ashamed of it, because I guess sometimes you feel like you're less of a man in a way when you have those, when you have feelings and emotions and all that. I don't feel that way. Like, I don't. I never really felt that way. Like, you can't have emotions as a male. I've always been one to feel like, it's okay for men to cry. I cried many days. I have many nights where I cried. I'm not scared to, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I don't feel any less of a man. It's just as facts. I've had many times where I've had days where I felt like I fell short, and that I shed tears, and I felt that I just was a disappointment to not only myself, but to, like, you know, my loved ones, the people that's around me. And a lot of times as men too, we don't realize that we pour out. And this goes for not just men, it goes for women. I'm just saying men, y'all, because it's men's mental health awareness month. So I'm saying men, but it don't really just apply to just men. It goes both ways. But, you know, you pour a lot. You pour. And you look down, your glass got maybe a speck of water left in it. You got a speck of energy left in you. And you don't have any way to get that energy poured back into you. Like, you don't have a container on the side of you, or a glass jar on the side of you that holds more, that can replenish you. You don't. And that leads to you just being, like, miserable. And like I say, a lot of times, like, a lot of people just miserable with their lives, and it's because of the life they've made or what they think life should be. And they've aligned themselves with those values and everything like that, and they just don't realize it, but they've created a toxic environment for themselves because they think this is how life's supposed to be, but that's not how life's supposed to be lived. It's not. That's not life. It's not life. And when it comes to saying, like, no one cares about me and mental health, like I said, I don't believe that's true. I don't believe no one cares about it. But I also feel like we don't do as good enough of a job sometimes as, you know, verbalizing it. And it's not saying that's because we don't want to. It's not easy. Because a lot of times when you are vocal and you verbalize things, that's coming from a man perspective. This comes from a male perspective. When you verbalize and vocalize, like, how you feel and things like that towards a female, like, sometimes more often than not, you know, it kind of get looked down upon. Like, you a grown ass man, like, suck it up and get that shit moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get treated, or you get told that sometimes it happens, but that doesn't make it right or make it easier for you to do, because at the end of the day, you still a human. We're all humans. Like I said, we all humans. We all got emotions. We all have feelings. And that doesn't make it easy just because someone tells you just I'm toughing up a man up and just going about your business. It's not like that. That's not how that's supposed to work. Like, the same grace that, you know, the same grace that we give others, we need to have a return to us. It needs to be reciprocated. And I'm not saying this is men. I'm saying women too. Because women go through a lot as well. Women go through, I don't like to go tit for tat and say one goes through more than the other, because everyone has their own versions of struggles that they go through with being with either gender. I feel like it's tougher as a woman, because especially a black woman, because you got many eyes against you, because for one, you're already a woman and then you're black on top of that, and that's like a hard mix to overcome, because it's not, I don't feel like you overcome your like, that's not something you overcome. It's what you just are that. I don't know how to properly word it. I'm sorry, y'all. It's been a long day. But, you know, women go through their struggles, and I feel like they go through more, especially a black woman. But Steve, needs to say, men still go through things as well. And, you know, it's a lot of things that people say, well, it's easy to be a man because you just got to do this, that, and that. But it's not. It's not as easy. It's not easy to be a human. This world is just horrible. It's not easy to navigate. It's not. We're all just trying to figure shit out. We don't have the answers. Like, none of us have the answers. We don't. I love to say all the time, like, it's from a Kendrick Lamar song called Faith. From it's an old Kendrick song. Old Kendrick. It's from the Kendrick Lamar EP. A lot of y'all newer Kendrick fans probably don't know about that one. Hell, the ones that are older Kendrick fans probably don't know about, because I'd be surprised at the time people don't know about that EP or mixtape. But he has a song in there called Faith. And at the end, he says, I don't want to quote incorrectly, but I probably am. He says, I'd rather live like there isn't a God than die and find out there really is. And when I heard that song way back in, like, 2011 when I heard it, I want to say, yeah, 2011 when I heard it, that line always stuck to me, because it's like, yeah, like, I feel like, you know, you, like, I'd rather live my life with no regrets and no inner turmoil or no questioning than to leave Earth or leave this world, and they find out, like, oh, wait a minute, everything that I thought wasn't real exists. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather live life. I'd rather just live life freely and live life as I feel like I'm meant to be. It's meant to be lived for me, because I feel like God has a path for everybody and a lane everyone has to follow and everything like that. I feel that way. And I also realize, like, a lot of mental issues come from regret, because you live in the past. You live in the past a lot. And people like to say all the time, like, about depression, like, depression is living in the past, anxiety is living in the future, and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I get that bullshit, whatever. But it's easy to say done, because it's not easy all the time to just block out something from your memory if you don't process or grieve through it properly. Like, people always think of grieving as just like a death in a family, but you can grieve through a lot of things. Like, you can grieve a lot of things in life. And I feel like we don't properly grieve things as we should, because it's like, okay, this happened, boom, boom. We can't take a mental health day. We got to get our ass up and go to work. Like, we got to provide. Like, we're meant to be providers. Like, we're meant to be, like, you know, that's how it's phrased society. A man is supposed to be, supposed to provide for his family. That's how it's supposed to be. And you just get stuck in that mindset of, okay, I gotta keep going, keep going, keep going. And then you realize eventually, like, oh wait, I'm burnt out. Like, who, like, what I got? Like, who, what do I have? Who's praying for me? Who do I got? You know, things like that. You just start questioning things. And that leads to a lot of inner anger and frustration that manifests within you. And you get aggravated. You just take it out on anything or anyone that you feel like you can. And that leads to a lot of, you know, very unfortunate circumstances and situations that arise from that. And I just feel like we as a gender should focus more on not just doing for everyone else, but also making sure that we're taking care of ourselves first. Because I'm a firm believer is, you're no good to yourself or anyone if you're at zero, if you're running on E. You're no good to yourself, or you're no good to anyone else. But we have a bad mindset of, we're on E, but we're going to still try to be good to others. But we can't even start with ourselves, though. Like, you can't give out what you don't even give to yourself. That goes with anything. That goes with grace. That goes with kindness. That goes with love. You can't love others if you don't love yourself. And that's something that I had to realize, too, because at one point, as a man, I have no shame in men about me crying many days, feeling like I fell short a lot of times, having my mental illness, my mental issues, all these. I feel no problem saying this, but a lot of times I feel like, you know, as far as, like, love goes, like, I didn't love myself at one point. Like, at one point, I really did lose my sense of self. Like, I didn't know who I was. I lost my identity. I just became a bunch of thoughts and opinions that other people placed upon me. And that's what I became. Like, I always got told, like, oh, you're really smart. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. You're going to change the world into that. And I took that on as an identity. But I realized, as going through therapy and navigating my own, you know, internal layers and things that I had to unpack and whatnot, I realized going to therapy that, you know, I'm not being true to myself. I'm not being gold. I'm being what people want goals to be and not what I am, you know, like, because in reality, I'm chill, laid back, I don't bother nobody, I stay out the way, I'm very supportive, I'm loving, I'm caring. If I rock with you, I'll give you the shirt off my back. Like, I have no problem saying those things. Like, I'm a giver. I am. I'm a giving person. And I know it's crazy, like, you a man, you can put something, but, you know, as a male, I will admit, I'm a giver. I am. And I'm very empathetic when it comes to, like, people's situations or things. I've gotten better with that, because I don't put on as much weight as I used to, because I used to put a lot of weight on myself from other people's issues and whatnot. But I've learned to detach myself from a lot of issues and whatnot, and just say, like, hey, you know, I'm gonna pray for you. I pray for you, keeping my thoughts and keep moving. I realized that too. I had to learn that as well. And that's something I'm intentionally, actively working on currently. just, you know, some things I can't take on other people's battles. I got my own battles to fight. I can't take on other people's battles on top of that. Like, I'm only one soldier. One soldier can't win a war. That's just how I look at it. One soldier can't win a war. And I can win a battle, but I can't win a war. So I'm right now I'm conquering my eternal battles with myself, such as like with my mental days and everything like that. I'm fighting those battles solo. A war, it takes more than one man to do. I can't fight everybody battles. I can't have a war now. I can just handle the battles that I'm faced with. What I'm trying to say. Like it's just one of those things. Like I realized that, and like I said, it's not easy. Cause like it's not easy. It's not easy at all. And I would say that before I close, I'm getting ready to close this one out. So I would say that as far as men goes, listen, y'all, I'm going to say this. It's going to be the end of this. It's going to be when we bring it to a close. So with mental health with men, I got to say this to the men. This is strictly for the men. When it comes down to it, yeah, you might feel like nobody care because you're a man. You might feel like you're not supposed to have emotion because a lot of niggas in life were brought up to be, you know, raised cold-hearted and not having emotion, like toughen up, man up, and all that. Yeah, I have to say this. You could be tough and you could be a man. You could be all these things with emotions. You can. It's just a matter of you knowing how to navigate and process your feelings in a healthy way. Because you can do it, but doing it in a negative, non-productive, counterproductive way is not benefiting anyone. And no one would respect that. And you shouldn't respect that because you wouldn't want nobody else to do it to you. So as a man, sometimes you just got to share that mindset of, oh, it's just me against the world. Like, find you some homies to talk to. Like, we always, like women, like one thing I love about women, I love that y'all do this latest, that y'all big on sisterhood. Y'all big on sisterhood. Y'all do like that. Like women that form a sisterhood with their fellow females, beautiful thing. They solid. They do the Galentine's. They do the Friendsgiving. You know, they do all these things, you know. And, you know, I don't feel like it's power with men. Like, as a brotherhood, we can do the same thing. We ain't got to do all the extra shit. Like, we ain't got to. If y'all think it's kind of sus to cook or do whatever for your partners and all that, that's fine. But, you know, link it with your homies for, like, you know, watch a game or shoot pool with them or go out for drinks or something like that. And, like, you know, play some beers or play the video games or something like that. Like, nothing's wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Like, nothing wrong with having that togetherness and whatnot. Or just go around your homies and y'all into music, chill and play music. I used to do it with my homies all the time. Like, we'll sit down, we'll just play music, or we'll make music. Like, we used to make beats and everything. Like, me and my best friend, we used to make beats all the time, and we'll just sit down and make music together. Like, we had, like, just jam sessions. I used to just vent and have all that going through our, like, just to, you know, vent our thoughts or, like, frustrations that we had. We'll do those things. Like, we just used to do stuff like that. And it's therapeutic. Get you some gym bros. Go to the gym with your bros. Do stuff like that. Like, bring togetherness. Like, the problem is that a lot of men, like, yeah, we got our friend groups, but you want to suffer through things alone when, you know, you got your partners right there. And no matter your homies, your partners, you should be able to talk to them about what's really going on with you. And they're not going to just lead you to, oh, well, go fuck with some bitches. Like, that's not going to solve what's going on. Like, uplift them. Uplift your fellow brothers. Like, do the same thing. Uplift them. Don't encourage the toxic and negative behaviors and all that, or the, you know, counterproductive measures they might take. Don't uplift that. Take that away out the equation and focus on the positive. Like, you know, tell them, like, you know, you have a good life, you know. You got a lot of things to be grateful for. Like, you know, if you ain't got a job right now, homie, you're going to find a good job. You're going to find one. You got to start out small, start there, and work your way up. You can get out the game. You can do what you got to do. You can make it. You know, be more encouraging. And yes, men are gravitating more towards that, but for the ones that haven't gotten there yet, I want you all to gravitate towards that mindset of, you know, it's not make you any less of a man to have emotions or feelings. If anything, in my opinion, it makes you more because you're being more true to yourself. I feel like we're all, like, men are classified as men based on our DNA, our genetic makeup. And I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, embrace those things and, you know, grow from it. Embrace the things and grow from it, and let those feelings, emotions, everything you feel, let it blossom. And you could be true to yourself, because you can't be a man if you don't know who you are. What makes you a man? You don't know who you are. So how can you be a man if you don't know who you are? Being honest, like, you don't know who you are, so how can you say you be a man? So, with that being said, I hope that anybody listening to this that's a male that may be going through mental struggles and anything like that, like, don't be ashamed to seek help. Get you a therapist, whatever you feel comfortable with. I personally prefer a therapist of the opposite sex. That's just my preference. I prefer the opposite sex. So my therapist is a woman. If you feel more comfortable doing therapy with a male or a counselor with a male, then hey, by all means, do it. But, you know, that's just my preference. Find what works with you. Find some supportive brothers and friends. It's not enablers, but legit friends that will call you on your bullshit and, you know, help you out as far as, like, making better decisions or being a better you. Like, uplift you, find friends that do that and gravitate to those. And yeah, that's just pretty much, that's all I got for that one. So, nice episode. Just wanted to speak on things with, as far as mental health goes with males. And we will hopefully get back to the groove of things. I'm still working on things. I got work stuff going on, so I've been kind of hectic with things. So we're working on getting things. So like I said, I'm not announcing when we're doing things or what I got coming up. It's just when it happens, because me putting a deadline and whatever on stuff, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So with that being said, I appreciate you all. Make sure to be kind to yourself and each other. And I will see you all next time. Peace out.